Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child, during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone. I am so thrilled to be here today. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and we're going to have a really exciting show. Before I go any further, I'm going to give you the numbers so that you can call in and get the names of your guardian angels. Everyone has at least three angels that are with them their entire life, and these angels are there for your life's purpose. So if you'd like to know the name of your guardian angels, give me a call at 888-268-4313. That's right now. If you want to be on the air live, call 888-268-4313. Now, if you're out of the United States, if you're an international caller, call 281-419-7697. 281-419-7697. And here we go. This is going to be a show that is for you. This is a show that I am thrilled to be bringing you as you can learn about success and prosperity. So we're going to start every show with an affirmation. Something that is going to be from the Angel First Aid RX for Success book is going to be the first few shows, and we're going to start with an affirmation that is going to be absolutely special and just for this particular program. So we're starting with the affirmation, I am hopeful and focused. And an affirmation is something that you say several times over and over again. It's best if you say it before you go to sleep at night, because if you do, then the angels can work on it all night long. So here we go again. I am focused and hopeful. I am hopeful and focused. That's going to be the affirmation for today. And if you want to write that down, I'll say it one more time. I am hopeful and focused. Now we're going to talk about the angels that have something to do with being focused, because our show today is on focus. And that's the first chapter in the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. So here we go. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. Christopher is the angel of opportunity. Cornell is the angel of decision making. Jason is the angel of organization. Lois is the angel of clarity. Loretta is the angel of new enterprise. Lucian is the angel of resources. Terry is the angel of music. Ruth is the angel of divine justice. And Samuel is the angel of excellence. So if you choose one of those angels, and you can talk to those angels just like you're talking to me. An example is Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking. Come and help me. You know, I'm having a bad day, or I need an extra little boost. So talk to Caroline and ask her to help you focus and help you stay centered. Also in the program, we're going to talk about remedies that you use to make your life better. And before I do that, though, I want to give out the numbers one more time, because I'd like to have you call in, get the names of your angels, and get the names of your and get your affirmations. So here we go. The numbers are 888-268-4313. Again, toll free, 888-268-4313. 4313, or the other number, if you're international, is 281-419-7697. 281-419-7697. Okay, here we go. We're going to talk about a remedy from the Angel First Aid Techniques that is called brain fog. Now, if you have brain fog, and we all do every once in a while, we get it, this is what you do. You separate your fingers on both hands, and you wiggle them. So if you want to try it with me, go ahead. You separate your fingers on both hands, and then you start to wiggle them. And that'll help you focus your brain. That'll help your brain know where your fingers are. And for some reason, what it does is it energizes you, and you do this remedy for 10 seconds. So if you're doing it with me, take your fingers and start to wiggle them, and do that for 10 seconds. Ready? Go. Okay. Do you notice a difference? Your head clearing up? I hope so. I hope so. Okay, and here is another remedy, and it's called Baroque Beat. And Baroque is spelled B-A-R-O-Q-U-E, Baroque Beat. So what you do when you're singing or working on...
We have a caller named Gemma. Would you like me to put her through? She's from Pennsylvania.
I will, and could you just let me finish on the Baroque Beat and then put her through? Would that be okay?
You got it.
Okay, good. Here we go. So when you have Baroque Beat, you play Baroque music in the background, and you listen to the music because it beats at 60 beats per second or per minute. I'm sorry, 60 beats per minute, and the brain beats at 60 beats per minute. So the two coordinate, and your brain gets charged again, and you get centered again. And that's Baroque Beat. Okay, let's talk to Gemma.
I think we lost her.
We lost her. Oh, goodness, she'll call back.
She'll call back.
Okay. Somehow we got confused there. All right. So I'll go back to Baroque Beat and ask that people gain stability. And one way that you can gain stability is by using this remedy, playing Baroque music in the background. And it's classical, and it's beautiful, and it really helps. In fact, I got to tell you a story. When I was writing the Angel First Aid RX for Success book, I wasn't getting much sleep. I was working till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and up again at 6 and 7 and constantly working. But I had Baroque music in the back.
You're live with Sue Storm.
Hi, Gemma. Can I hear you?
Hi. This is Angel.
Who is
it? I think Emma got lost.
I'm sorry, can I have your name?
Yes, it's Angel.
Oh, your name is Angel. Great. Where are you calling from,
yes.
Angel?
I think they lost Emma. I was listening to you on the internet.
Oh, wonderful. And I didn't hear, where were you from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, great. I don't
and you know,
know
me. It's been a while since I've called.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great. Did you call me when I was on in Memphis?
I have called from the 103.5 radio station before.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's great. Okay, then do you have your angels already, or would you like your angels?
I would like my angels.
Okay, all right. You have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, and she works with healthy, successful thoughts. And then you have Jacob, the angel of education. Are you doing something with education? Are you learning? Are you just learning
about
life?
Well, I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I've been going to seminars, and I've been putting off studying for my RN.
Oh, good for you. I'm thrilled.
But
okay.
I need to start that. But I also have been taking more seminars and continuing my Reiki.
All right. Well, you keep Jacob by your side. When you're taking a test or you need someone to help you, you have Jacob by your side. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. Okay? Now,
okay.
Have I given you an affirmation before? Would you like an affirmation?
No, I would like one.
Okay, here it is. I am happy and prosperous. I am happy and prosperous. So say that whenever you can. And you know what? I hear you're going to be. You're doing a lot of learning right now. You're trying a whole lot of different things right now. But I hear you're going to be very happy and prosperous. Just give it a few months, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Anything else I can help you with?
Well, I feel like I'm almost in a place of having to make decisions with my school or having more of my own business with the Reiki, and I almost feel like I can't do both or it would be too much. Mm. So I'm kind of in a place trying to decide which direction to go first.
It feels like you need some instant cash. It feels like you need some money right now. So why don't you go into your business and then learn along the way as you can? That's what feels like the best solution. Okay?
Well, it's true. I need the money.
Okay.
Okay.
The business, for some reason, the angel said business was the best option right now.
Well, my heart is in what I really want to do with the Reiki, and it's having like a healing center. I already go into women's prison and give Reiki, but I need to put more time and make it my business.
Okay.
To continue it.
Okay. And I'll be on in Memphis 7:30 Friday morning, 103.5.
Okay.
Okay.
I will listen.
You
Thank
can listen
you.
To me then. All right. Bye. And do we have another caller by any chance?
Sue, we haven't had any other callers. Two of them did, but they dropped off, so maybe they didn't want to wait.
Okay. All right. Well, you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so here we go back to consultation that goes with focus. Here we go. This is the consultation. Gordon is the angel of focus, and what he says is specific goals and well-constructed plans for achieving them are essential ingredients to success. Formulating the perfect strategy to meet these objectives necessitates focus as well as clarity. And I also want to tell you that Lois is the angel of clarity. And if you're looking for more clarity in your life, and we all are because we really get confused, clarity is a...
Sue, yes? We have Julie from Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Hi, Julie.
I'll put her on.
All right. How are you doing?
Hey, Sue. Congratulations on the show.
Oh, thank you. How's everything with you tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I just thought I'd give you a shout and say congratulations on the show. And there are a lot of people going to get a lot of good help.
Oh, that's my pleasure. That's what I'm here to do, Julie.
Hey, I got a question.
Okay.
We're about to go under state audit at our office. You got any news for me?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the beginning. I heard the state audit, and I didn't hear the beginning of the question.
What are you picking up on how we're going to do on the...
Oh, how you're going to do?
And when.
And when?
We're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, I hear soon. I hear something's going to... You're going to know something within the next week is what I hear.
Okay.
And it's going to be positive. Ooh, I just got a real strong hit from Caroline, Angel of Positive Thinking. It's going to be positive.
Oh, great.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
We got to keep you working.
Yes, we do. Well, this is a great show. You've been so much help to me with your books over the years. So.
Oh, that's great.
Now, will this be on every Monday?
It will, yes, every Monday from 7 to 8 Central.
Very, very good.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Don?
Yes.
Take that call?
I'll take the call. Bear with me. Well, Sue, whoever that was hung up.
Goodness, what are we doing here? Okay.
Now, I wanted to just let you and your audience know, this week we just finished getting in all the new equipment, and next week we'll be handling calling differently with beeps and tones, so I won't have to break into the lines all the time.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
I'll bear with me.
Okay, that's good. And while he's answering that call, I'll give you another affirmation. I have definite goals in mind. And this is from the Focus chapter in the Angel First Aid book. I have definite goals in mind. I should also tell you that if you want to get copies of the Angel First Aid book so that you can follow along as we do the little lessons from week to week and do the remedies and the Angel First Aid techniques, you can call me directly if you're in the States at 800-323-1790. That's toll-free, 800-323-1790. That's in the United States. Outside the United States, international is 60-420-1334. And if you're international and want to get copies of the Angel First Aid books, go to BNN.com, Barnes & Noble, BNN.com, or Amazon.com, and ask for Angel First Aid, RX for Success, or Prescription for Success.
We have a Julie online for you from Burnsville, Minnesota.
Oh, my. Okay.
I'll swing her through.
Hi, Julie.
Hi,
Julie.
Sue. It's Julie.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. Well, thank
well,
you.
Well, I too want to say congratulations on your show and best of wishes to it. You're going to be able to help many, many people like you have me. I have a question for you, though. As you know, I'm starting this life coaching, and I just wanted to know what the angels have to say about that.
They're saying that it's very much your life's purpose, that this is something that you do well, and, you know, I've experienced a little bit of that. You've done it with me a short time, and it's going to go well, but it feels like it's slow right now because your attention isn't on it. Your attention is on other things, and once you really start to focus, which is the subject of our program today, once you really start to focus your mind and your attention on it, it's going to go fabulously.
Oh, good.
I hate to tell you this, or maybe I should tell you this, but the angels just said to me, you're going to be rich. Can't be bad. They just came in and said,
"Oh, well, okay, I'll take that message."
No, we'll have to come to you for a loan.
Oh, and hopefully, I can help many people with it. That's my thing.
I know you're a good person, and I'm so glad you called. Is there anything else that you'd like to know?
Why don't you just? I have a daughter, Brenna, and I just want you to check in and see how she's doing right now with all her transitions.
You know what? It feels like she's doing actually better because there's less conflict, less confusion, and it feels like she's doing much better. Seems like she's much more stable.
Good.
Stable and settled, I hear.
Oh, good.
And you're
That's
a wonderful
great.
Mom. Pat yourself on the back. You've been a wonderful mom.
Well, thank you. I've had a lot of guidance from you, too. That's been very helpful. So God bless, Sue.
Oh,
take
thank
care.
You. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, what are we going to do next? What I'm thinking I might do next is take a little break. Do we, Don, are you there? Can we take a little break?
Of course we can take a little break.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's take a little break.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid, Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.com.
Well, thank you. Now that we're back, I wanted to tell you a little bit about me and how I got started doing this. When I was a child, I had a near-death...
Sue, we just got Jenna back online.
Oh, good. Okay, we'll talk to her.
I'll put her through.
Gemma, are you there?
Hi, Sue. How are you? Congratulations on the new show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How are you?
You're going to be able to help so many people with another show. That's just brilliant. I'm so happy.
Oh, that's great.
I'm doing well.
And are you doing well?
Yes, I'm doing well.
Oh, good.
I can hear you. Just a little bit of a delay, but I'll just turn down my volume.
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay. So I just wanted to tell you and I guess the viewers, too, that you helped me so much over the years, finding my soulmate, helping me transfer from a different career to a new one, and now starting my own business. Things are going well. I started in July. So my question is, you know, I'm experiencing success. I'm, you know, trying to do the remedies and keep up with the angels every day, talking to them, asking them for help. But I think I probably need another affirmation or a little focus or something, because I'm still waiting for the prosperity to kick in. So
okay.
I was wondering what you and the angels have to say for me, what the message is.
You know what they're saying? They're saying that the affirmation is, I am happy and relaxed. You've gotten tense. You know, you're trying too hard is what I hear. You need to open yourself up to the flow so things can just start to happen for you, and that will happen. It's going to. So just say, I am happy and relaxed. And for everyone listening, it's hard to manifest what you want through a tense body. So if you can just kind of shake yourself off a little bit and even take a relaxation break for 5 or 10 minutes a day, just say, okay, I'm going to relax, and see if that doesn't turn things around.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. I try and relax, or I think I try and pull back a little bit, but I know when I go back at it, I get intense.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And probably if you don't get that intense, if you just have fun with it. This is what the angel just came through and said to me. Have fun with it.
Well, I have been having a ball with it.
And it's not like you have to, you have to do anything. It's more like you want to and you can have fun with it. And you know what? You've experienced so much prosperity since I've met you in so many ways. I mean, I'm really proud of you, so you know how to do it.
So now I just need to apply it to this aspect, and I should be okay.
Yeah, I think.
Well, you've helped me so much with everything else, Sue. So thank you for your advice, and I'll be talking to you and keeping you up to date.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm proud of you, Gemma. Take care.
Thanks, Sue. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. So now we'll get back to my story that I had a near-death experience as a child, and from that time on, I've been able to hear, see, and feel angels. And when I was 4 years old, I had a voice of special guidance that I would hear, and it was an adult male voice, and it would tell me how things were going to be, what was going to happen, and as a child, I called it my little man. And I didn't know exactly what my little man was. I just thought everybody had one, didn't know I was different, and just kept listening to my little man. Many years later, found out that my little man was Archangel Michael. And from that point on, I knew that my work was to help the angels help humanity. And that's what I do, and that's what I love. I have another little story to tell you.
Sue?
Yes?
We have a Connie from Pennsylvania.
Oh, good.
Would you like me to put it through?
I certainly would.
You got it.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Ariel.
Hi, Connie.
This is Connie Butts, Mrs. Watercure.
Okay.
Mrs., Bob's my husband?
Yes. I'm having
you
a little trouble hearing you.
You sent us an email about Sue Storm being on your program tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Sue Storm that you have right now.
Oh, it is Sue. Okay.
Yes.
I'm AKA Connie G from Positive Press Radio. I interviewed you probably about 6 years ago.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
You gave me my four angels. They have been with me for many, many years. In fact, it was funny the other day, my girlfriend who came in to the office, she's clairvoyant, she was sitting there, and all of a sudden she started to laugh. And I said, well, okay, who'd you see? She said, three angels just went past you. She doesn't know about the four. And I said, well, I'm missing one. I don't know which one it was. You
I'm
gave
missing
me
one. That's really cute.
Yeah, you gave me Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Sarah, and Tara.
Uh-huh. Oh, good, good.
And
well,
I guess they're still with
me. I thought about you. I've wondered how you are, and are you still on the air?
No, we gave up the program about 4 years ago. We were bought out from a different radio station. But we do broadcasts every now and then for certain things that we're into, of course, with health, with the water cure, and so on and so forth. But you've been on my mind terribly. I was wondering if you could, if you could give me angels for two specific people.
Okay, sure. Give me their names. All I need
John.
Is the first name.
John.
John? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
John has Barry, B-A-R-R-Y,
mm-hmm.
the angel of strength. And Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, the angel of creativity. And his archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And what's the other? And let me give you an affirmation for him, too, okay?
Okay.
I am known for my talents. This is a talented, creative man. I am known
yes,
for
is.
My talents. All right. And who is
okay.
the next person?
Matthew with one T.
Nancy.
M-A-T-H-E-W.
Okay. She has Blake, the angel of comfort, and Cornell, the angel of decision-making, and her archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And an affirmation for her is, I am a successful...
Well, it's Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W.
It's a he instead of she? I'm having a little trouble
hearing.
Yeah,
it's a he.
Okay. I thought I heard you say Nancy. Maybe Nancy is one of the angels. That's what I'm hearing. Nancy is the angel of productivity. That's one of his angels. Sometimes I get the angels mixed up. So, okay.
Good.
All right, so he has four angels, too. And affirmation is, I have found enlightenment. Is this a person looking for enlightenment?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. This is
he just came back from Iraq in March.
Oh, good. Good. How's he doing?
Could be better, could be worse, but he's right where he's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joseph, the angel of joy, is going to go and help him out a little bit. He needs more life and fun in his life.
Yes, he does.
Is what I hear.
Very
it's
much
so. Good to talk to you. Give me a call.
I will give you a call sometime next week or the next, and
okay.
we'll have more time to chat.
Okay, that's wonderful. And I'm going to
you
give
are
my
a
800,
one, for,
I'll
for
get
all
my
of the listeners.
Number out here for a minute. 800-323-1790, in case anyone does want to call me and chat, and that's the number you can use, too.
Well, I want all the listeners to know that you are so right on. I have been so enlightened, you know, and that was many years ago that I did your interview. And you still have, you know, so touched my heart.
Aww.
I wear angels around my neck at all times.
Oh, thank
you. And I know for a fact, in fact, John was in a terrible accident many years ago, coming back from Penn State College. The car, which was a Cadillac, big, heavy car, demolished. He fell into the steering wheel. The steering wheel broke. The only thing left of the car was half of the hood ornament, and half of the grill. My son was not hurt. He
what?
Felt, when he was in that accident, that he was being hugged by warmth.
Did
those
he,
angels
ha,
were
did
with
he
him.
Tell you if it was a feeling of a male or a female?
He didn't remember.
Okay, because it feels like Archangel Michael. It feels like Archangel, and I can see what's happened. I can see Archangel Michael around him.
Mm-hmm.
Just protecting him, almost putting himself between the accident and John. It feels like he's wedged in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Oh, I'm glad you told us that story.
Well, thank you so much, Sue, and I'll give you a call the next couple of weeks.
That sounds wonderful. Nice to hear from you. Thank
you
for calling.
You keep up the great work.
Okay, thank you.
Take care now.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Don, do we have any other calls?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Okay, then we'll keep going. So I was talking a little bit about me and how I got started, and then I was going to tell you another little story. Years ago, I saw a movie with Dolly Parton, and the movie was called Straight Talk, and it was about a woman who had a radio show, and she helped people, especially with relationships and prosperity, and she helped people over her radio show. And at that moment, something just clicked in me, and I said that I wanted to do that. That's what I wanted my life to be, helping people through the use of the radio. And now, instead of Straight Talk, I have Angel Talk. And thanks to Don and the BBS Radio Network, I have the opportunity to do what I have wanted to do for years and years. And I'm very grateful, and I thank you very much. All right. Let's go back to another remedy. And this remedy for focus is going to be vision statement. And what this means is that everyone should have a mission statement or a vision statement for their life. So, and especially if you're looking for success and prosperity. So one of the vision statements is, I am creating a profitable business. And I'll say it again. And by the way, all affirmations start with I am or I have. If you're going to make up your own, start with I am or I have, so that you can convince yourself that it's already true. That's what an affirmation does. So I am creating a profitable business. And then a second one is, I have plenty of resources available. And even if you're a listener who does not have a business situation and you're just looking for money to pay your rent or mortgage or whatever it is, a good affirmation is, I have plenty of resources available. And I'm going to say it one more time, because affirmations are meant to say over and over again, I have plenty of resources available. Another thing you can do, which is not in the focus chapter, but it's another thing that you can do, is just obsess on the word plenty. Plenty, plenty, plenty. Plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of fun, plenty of love. Just obsess on the word plenty. Say it while you're driving, while you're thinking, while you're moving, while you're dancing, whatever you're doing. Say the word plenty and watch that start to happen for you. Again, I want to give out the numbers in case you're just tuning in to the internet and you want to give us a call, find out the names of your angels, get an affirmation, or ask any questions. The numbers are 888, toll-free, 888-268-4313. And again, that's 888-268-4313. And if you're international, the number is 281-419-7697. 281-419-7697. Don, how about we take a little break here?
Okay, we can take a break and put you back on in about 5 minutes.
Sounds good.
You got it.
From romance to finance. If your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the angel first aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment.
Well, we're back. We took a little break and we're back. Okay. I will give out the numbers one more time, 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. If you'd like to call in, get the names of your angels, or just get information or make some comments about the show, or let me know what you'd like to hear, because I'm here for you. And international is 281-419-7697. Also, if you'd like to email me, you can email me at suestorm@earthlink.net and give me some feedback on the show, what you think, what you'd like to hear, what you'd like to know, and if you want the names of your angels and you don't want to call in or you can't call in for some reason, just email me at suestorm@earthlink.net. Okay. Now let's go back to talking about affirmations. The one I want to talk about now is, I am being rewarded for my effort.
Sue, we have a Monica from Ohio.
Okay,
hi. We're through.
Thanks. We'll wait for Monica here a minute.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Good. Great. Congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling. How have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing fine.
Good.
I just thought I'd ask you tonight if now is the time that I should start concentrating on writing a book.
Oh, I got chills. I got a yes on that one. What are you going to write about?
Well, I think the first one I was going to write was going to be a book on how to get a child off of a feeding tube.
How to get a child off of what?
A feeding tube.
Off of a feeding tube. Okay, that's a specialized story. Do you want to tell a little bit about that? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, my daughter, at 3 months of age, we almost lost her. And she came away from that experience having to be on a feeding tube for over 2 years. And during that time, we worked with her extensively to get her so she wasn't dependent on that. So I just feel like we have a lot of information that we can share with other parents in terms of what they can do to make that happen for them.
And it's just an absolute miracle that your daughter is doing so well. I mean, and it has a lot to do with your perseverance and you working hard to be that great mom that you are.
Well, we've had a lot of help from you, too.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure. I'm also hearing, though, that you should write a book on your human resources experience.
Really?
Yes, because there's a business book needed out there. When you teach at the university, what do you teach? Isn't it human resources?
Yeah, human resources and business courses.
Whatever you're teaching, that's part of it. But put your class work into the book, but also some kind of human resources book. Well, maybe we can talk about it at another later date, but it feels like that's really what's going to, break into the book world for you. Get your name out there.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Anything
good luck with your
I
show.
Anything I can help you with that you wanted to know?
Well, maybe a good affirmation.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Sure. Let's give you an affirmation. And, you know, there's a special angel for you right now. Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. Because it sounds like you're going to be going into new things and learning new careers, and so that's your your angel, and your affirmation. Here you go. I am a successful person. I am a successful person.
Okay, great.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
great.
Right. Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to our vision statement. And what I want to say is, if anyone has a goal in mind and they want to accomplish that goal, the first thing to do is to make a picture in your mind of what you want. And then write down what you want. If you want to go something special for a career or for a job, or even if you're just looking for a new car or some material thing, write down at night before you go to bed, I have, and then talk about what it is. Be specific. If you want a new red, shiny new car, don't say, I just want a car, because you don't want a jalopy. So be specific what you want and ask for what you need.
Sue?
Yes?
We have Debbie from Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. Okay.
I'll pick her through.
Okay. Hi, Debbie.
Yes, I am. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What can I help you with? Now, do you have your angels?
I believe Serena's around me and Michael.
Okay.
And I want to know if you see anything else around me or if...
Actually, I do. I see Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love around you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And she tells me that there's not enough love in the world to, and that she's helping you so that you can spread that love around, that you're a great person with a warm heart. That's what I hear about you.
Oh, good.
And also you have Perry, the angel of music. And it
seems... yeah, I've been dancing a lot.
Oh, okay, good. Good, I love to dance too. Okay, and Perry says that when you listen to music, it just soothes your soul. It just brings you out, so that you should listen to music. And he's also suggesting that you listen to music before you go to bed at night.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good, good. All right.
Yes.
And then you have an archangel named Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's the angel of prosperity. That's your money angel.
Oh, good.
And they
I'm looking for employment. Pardon?
They tell me you need a money angel.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Any questions?
Do I pray to her?
Yes, Or you just talk to them. You just make requests and talk to them.
Okay.
I always say you pray to God, and your angels are just the beings that either bring God's blessings to you or take your messages back up.
Mm-hmm.
Make requests of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Thanks for calling.
Well, I met my soulmate, too, so...
I'm sorry, your soulmate?
I said I met my soulmate.
You did?
Yeah.
Lucky you!
I know.
That's
awesome.
That's wonderful. Did you use Tarina, the angel of attraction, to do that?
No, I didn't. I will write the name down, though.
Oh, okay. All right, that's great.
I don't know. Somebody brought me together.
Somebody did. Okay.
Yes, they did.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I talked to you years ago, and you were just wonderful then.
Oh, thank you.
You helped me a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're a wonderful person.
You're making me blush.
Oh, don't blush. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I want to go over some of the angels that have to do with focus again. Now, we talked about them at the beginning of the show, and I just want to go over them again. In case you want to know which angel to talk to, if you have a specific thing in mind and you want to know which angel to contact, we have Caroline, angel of positive thinking, Christopher, who's the angel of opportunity, and Cornell, who's the angel of decision-making, and I just think he's wonderful. If you have a decision to make, I always feel if you're confused and you don't know which way to go and you can't pick up that phone and call the angel lady, then talk to Cornell. Christopher, too, he's the angel of opportunity, but Cornell is the angel of decision-making, and see if he can help you make that decision. Another angel that everybody needs is Jason, who's the angel of organization. And certainly I hear a lot of complaints about clutter and just not having the enthusiasm and the motivation to clean things up. So Jason is the angel to help you with that. And then Lois is the angel of clarity. And that's, again, a wonderful angel to have and to learn from, because clarity is so important. And if you're going to be doing the brain fog technique we talked about beginning...
Sue, we have a Debbie online.
Okay.
Oh, so you're through.
Okay. This is fun, so many calls.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Oh, good. Okay. Have we talked before?
No.
Okay, good. Then let me give you your angels. We'll start with that, if that's okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. And
all
actually,
right.
My name is Jenny. Starts with a J.
Oh, spell it for me.
J-E-N-N-Y.
Oh, Jenny. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm having a little trouble hearing the name, so
okay.
That's great. Jenny. Okay. All right. And let's see. You have Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, who's the angel of prosperity. I think now that the hurricane has hit, everybody knows how to spell that one.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's also the angel of prosperity. And prosperity is money, health, and happiness. So that's wonderful. You have all of those.
Right.
And then Joseph, the angel of joy. And that's blessings of bliss. And you can't beat that. So,
right.
And then your money angel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel that works with prosperity.
Oh, great.
And you have spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. But you also have a question. You have something you really want to know. What is that?
I currently have started a business in the last year, and I just wanted to kind of know how that's going to go this next year, if it's going to be prosperous or not.
Okay. Can you give me an idea what it is?
I'm a dentist.
You're a dentist. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Well, I think it is. Actually, I think it's going to be very prosperous. Do some advertising, though. Do some
okay.
good advertising, and you're going to be fine. And,
okay.
And your affirmation is, I have an abundant income. How about
okay.
that?
That's great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Don?
Yes, I'm here.
How are we doing on time?
We're almost out of time, but we've had a lot of calls. I guess a lot of them couldn't get through, and we've had about 9 of them call in and hang up for some reason.
Okay, well, how about if we do this next week, and we'll be back next week? And
we will, and we'll have a little slightly different system in place, which will be more helpful to you and the audience, and I thank you for bearing with us.
And if anyone wants to call me direct, dial 800-323-1790, and we'll be back next week. This has been fun.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a BoomService.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.